Hi, this is Ralph Paulson,
better known as Yakko.
I'm Pinky.
And you're listening to PB Confidential.
You know what it means to miss New Orleans.
Roberts with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on this station at the usual time. Rita Lee will join us as we pay tribute to Alex Trebek. Plus, we will welcome Burt Ward of Batman. We hope you join us for that. In the meantime, on the line with us right now is actress, author, photographer, seamstress, and clothes designer Daphne Maxwell Reed. Daphne can be seen in the 30th anniversary cast reunion of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which is now streaming on HBO Max. Her new holiday movie, The Business of Christmas, premieres Tuesday, December 1st on BET Plus and will stream several times throughout the month of December up until Christmas Day. You can follow Daphne Maxwell Reed on Instagram, Daphne's website, DaphneCooks.com, DaphneMaxwellReed.com. Let me ask you this. We mentioned in our open that among your many skills and talents and gifts, you are a clothes designer and a seamstress. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong. It seems to me that some people are designers and some people are seamstresses. Not everybody have both of those skills in their skill set. What sparked your interest in design?
I have been sewing since I was a little girl. My mother was a seamstress. Mm-hmm. As well as a darn good cook, she was a fabulous seamstress. Everybody in my family sewed. My aunt sewed. It was part of our family tradition. Everybody sewed. My mother made all of our coats and clothes and stuff when I was growing up. And by the time I was about 10, I started making my own clothes. And in making my own clothes, I developed a taste for fine fabrics. I mean, I didn't want calico cotton. I wanted some silk. I got myself a job as a babysitter, and I was able to afford my yardages of silk, and I had beautiful outfits. I went to school, as they say, decked out. I always had great clothes at school. I remember going to junior high school. They used to have a class called home economics. Mm-hmm. And the teacher said, okay, this semester we are going to be making aprons. And I said, no. Said, y'all make aprons. I made a plaid wool suit with a lined suit, and that was my grade. So I said, you grade me on this. I'm not making an apron. So I've always wanted to take, I'm a fabraholic.
Mm-hmm.
So if I see something that catches my eye or feels like I want it to feel or the right color that I think I can wear in a certain way, I grab that fabric and I create that piece of garment. And about 15 years ago, I discovered Chinese silk brocade.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a coat for myself with just a simple one frog closing on the front of it, but it had a mandarin collar and it was bright. I like bright colors.
Mm-hmm.
Very bright colors. And I was walking down the street and people stopped me in the street and asked me, where did you get that from? And I said, I made this. And I said, will you make me one? And I said, no. So I created a whole bunch of them because I wanted one to go with this color.
Mm-hmm.
And I found so many different fabrics that I liked in Chinese silk brocade. So I made a whole lot of them. It was my husband who was having a fundraiser for his institute, and he was going to have a fashion show. And he says, I'm going to have a fashion show, and you're going to make a line of clothes for the fashion show. I said, yeah, I got nothing else to do this week. I decided to make the Chinese silk brocade coat. So I selected the fabrics I wanted and looked at the models to see what sizes they were, and I whipped them up. We had the show, and people were buying them off the runway. I said, this could be busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to set it up as a custom business. And that's what I've been doing for the past maybe 5 or 6 years, is doing custom coats and allowing a person to look at all the fabrics, choose the one that suits their personality, and then I make the coat to fit them. So it's like they're buying a piece of jewelry. I consider it art. So Tim keeps asking me, why aren't you having this manufactured? That's not my purpose. My purpose is to make art projects, not just clothes. So I'm still doing that. And then the second year, I designed swing coats in linen, and they sold very well as well. And a lot more people can wear the swing coats than the fitted Chinese brocade coats. So I've had a ball designing. I've always designed for myself, but that's why I call myself a designer.
The swing coat, I think there's a, you have a photo of that on DaphneMaxwellReed.com. It's the emerald colored one. Is that a
yes,
swing
coat? Yes, it is.
It's lovely.
Yep, and each one was a bright rainbow color, and the interior of it, the lining, was some kind of wild print that I loved that went with that fabric. And I had a ball just matching that up.
You may have touched on this a little earlier, Daphne, but whether you're designing a coat or whether you're designing, say, a facial mask or whatever you decide I'm going to sit down in your next project to design, do you start with the color or do you start with the fabric or does it depend?
I always start with the fabric.
Okay.
And if a fabric has caught my eye, then I sleep on it. And I dream of what it should be.
Well,
that's my process.
Yeah.
I don't draw. I'm not really good at drawing. But I sleep on it and decide how I want it to move and what I want it to look like. And then I find a lot of different patterns, and I create my creation from a lot of different sources. And then I make it, and sometimes I throw it in trash. Sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But I had a ball in the process. I like the process of construction. It's like putting together jigsaw puzzles, which is another passion I have. They're just detail things that I like to do. It keeps my mind creative and active and always wanting to learn something else.
And when you finish the product, the design, the completed coat or whatever your design, it reflects what you wanted it to be.
Correct.
You know, and that's the artist. And then
that's the joy that I find in
it.
I don't want to do that 7,000 times.
Yeah.
I want to do something different the next time.
Yeah. Well, again, that's also the artist, because I've talked to a number of actors who are also accomplished painters. And I'm not an actor, but I can understand why a lot of actors are drawn to art, or in your case, art and design, because it gives you an opportunity after if you just came off a long shoot, you know, where the director is telling, okay, Daphne, stand here, Daphne, hit your mark, all that kind of stuff. At least when you sit down and create something, whether it's a painting or whether it's a swing coat, you have control of what you're doing versus somebody telling you, move there.
That's right. I get to express what I want to express, mm-hmm. and not just say somebody else's words.
Daphne Maxwell Reed can be seen in The Business of Christmas, new holiday movie that premieres Tuesday, December 1st on BET Plus and will be available for viewing on demand several times throughout December. You can follow Daphne on Instagram. Her website's DaphneMaxwellReed.com, R-E-I-D, DaphneMaxwellReed.com, as well as DaphneCooks.com.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I have to, this is a fluke of the calendar, folks. We're having this conversation with Daphne a few days after the election of Kamala Harris as the first African-American female vice president. I have to tell you, I was very moved by the footage and then later hearing stories on the radio of so many women and especially young girls reacting to the moment when Vice President-elect Harris spoke. What were your feelings at the time?
I was thinking, like a whole lot of other people, oh, happy day. It's about damn time.
Yeah.
Having been the first to do something, it's not what we set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking a barrier is that you are in that place at that time and you stand up and take your place.
Mm-hmm.
You're prepared for it. And you were going to go there whether there was a barrier there or not.
Mm-hmm.
I said all barriers are there just to make you change direction. It doesn't make you stop going where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
So I never let barriers stand in my way, but there are so many barriers that are just taken for granted in this country. And to see them busted down is glorious to mm-hmm. me. When I saw the uprising this year after the death of so many black people, but one that got caught on camera and one that was atrocious, I was thinking, I love that all these people are out there. But why do we have to go through this again? This has been happening for 400 years.
Mm-hmm.
Why the consciousness raising right now? I don't care why, I'm just glad it happened. I'm glad that people are paying attention to their fellow human beings and trying to right some of the wrongs that have just been inherent in our country. And personalities aside, I don't like the person who was there in their humanity, their inhumanity to people. I don't want that for a leader. I don't want a leader who is not thinking about all the people who put him there, only thinking about himself.
Yeah.
That, to me, is an autocrat, and it sounds so much like Mussolini and all the rest of those guys who are worthy of distrust. I don't like that in any human being, whether they're leaders or not leaders. So to see a well-rounded, prepared, beautiful, and to say that a beauty helped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to deny that. A beautiful woman
yeah.
who has a sisterhood behind her. I am part of the Divine Nine, so I know the power of that sisterhood and brotherhood of black sororities and fraternities. There is so much power in that, and to see it culminate in this level of success is very, very encouraging. My granddaughter is happy. And I'm hoping that her life is much easier to achieve the things she wants to achieve because this one barrier has been broken.
Final question for now. I hope one of these days we'll see Frank's Place on DVD or home entertainment or something because I loved that show.
Oh, yes. Makes me cry. We supposedly have the DVD rights to Frank's Place, but the problem is the music is too expensive.
Yeah, I'm nodding.
Can't get a distributor to take on the cost of licensing the music. That's my favorite show in life.
Yeah, well, I discovered that song by Louis Armstrong as a result of Frank's Place. And
yep, and that's who's holding us up. His foundation doesn't understand that we need guaranteed a better deal.
Absolutely. Daphne Maxwell Reed can be seen in The Business of Christmas, new holiday movie that premieres Tuesday, December 1st on BET Plus and will be available for viewing on demand several times throughout December. You can follow Daphne on Instagram. Her website's DaphneMaxwellReed.com, R-E-I-D, DaphneMaxwellReed.com, as well as DaphneCooks.com. Daphne, thank you so much for spending part of your day today talking to me and my listeners. I hope we'll have a chance to have another conversation on TV Confidential.
Wonderful. It was delightful. Enjoy your week.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-475-4261. 800-475-4261. 800-475-4261. That's 800-475-4261.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life. But it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty Group. Their community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty Group will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Front Porch Realty Group at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty Group. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
Hi, this is Billy Van Zandt, and you are listening to TV Confidential.
That'll do it for our program this week, folks. If you'd like to join our email list and stay apprised of upcoming guests, send us an email, talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. We invite you to like our Facebook page, which you can find by going to facebook.com/TV Confidential, as well as subscribe to the TV Confidential podcast, which is available wherever podcasts are found. In the meantime, Ed Robertson, Matt for Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grice, and Greg Airbar, thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.